Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, yes, 5 o'clock on a Thursday. Great to have you with us. And everyone is ready for the Four Nations face-off, America-Canada. I can't wait tonight. I know it probably has no chance of delivering on the hype, but damn it, I'm ready. 8 o'clock, I'm psyched. I don't care. You don't even have to know what the red and blue lines mean. It doesn't matter. I want to know if you guys are amped up for it and what's going to happen. We just did a topic that we still have some callers who want to talk, and I want them to. Yeah. Because think about what we're talking about. Four Nations face-off. It's the NHL All-Star break. We're talking Adam Fox from the Rangers saying this might be the most important game, or he'll be more hyped for this game than any other game ever. Cutscene, the NBA had a farting contest as a part of their skills competition. Like, this is rare. No Detroit teams, and everyone's watching.
Yeah.
So I would love to know where you're at with it. Rico has already ruined my day. He said there won't be any fights.
See, over under, first fight, 3 minutes, 50 seconds into the
game. It better be under. I demand violence. I already told you earlier, I want to see someone take a chair to Gretzky's back. Right in the stands.
So fight starts as soon as they hit the last note in Home of the Brave.
Yes. Somebody smacks somebody with a Zuza phone.
The refs are like, we haven't dropped the puck yet.
Don't care. Details. Brett Hull versus Gretzky. Chair match. Just do it. But I want to know, A, are you locked in tonight? And B, what's going to happen? Look, it's of major consequence to Canada. Canadians can lie and say, well, it's just one tournament. We've dominated. Yeah, you also can't find the Stanley Cup with two hands and a flashlight. It matters. If you get aced out by America twice in a week, especially after you got bullied. The three fights, McDavid getting launched into orbit, you got goalied. Look, I think it's a big deal. Now, I can't control what happens before. I hate the idea both anthems are going to get booed. I think that's dumb behavior both ways, but people are dumb. But I'm excited for the game, and I'm hoping it's violent. I'm hoping there's fights. I'm hoping it's passionate. And yeah, obviously, I think it'd be hilarious if America won. And if they don't, we'll have to listen to the smarm from the North. But I would like to know where you're at with this. And if you're not locked in, if you just don't care, it's okay. I don't know who those people are. It's Thursday, February 20th. This is must-see TV. Look, first of all, tonight you get this, and then tomorrow Rico's got live coverage live from Chrysler all afternoon. Michigan State on Big Fox, 8 o'clock. You got a couple really interesting things that between now and opening day, you can say March Madness, but the reality is that's just largely gambling related. This is one of the only things that you have. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it, but I know this is where our sad trombone comes in. The game probably won't live up to the hype, and Canada will probably smack the U.S. tonight. I know. I'm terrified. Everyone's betting on America, which means Canada wins.
Really?
Are you locked in? Come on. Are you eating one of your five-alarm dinner items? Super spicy Rico's back for the game tonight?
Yeah, eat one chicken sandwich.
No, but I mean, even you. Yeah. You know, you're going to do the hockey tonight.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, even Saturday, we had all the screens up at the sports bar, and we're going back and forth. And the ironic thing is, no one was watching the slam dunk contest. No one was watching the NBA. We were focused back and forth, the MSU-Illinois game and USA-Canada.
The Founders Club was popping in L.A. last week. Rico had a sports fiesta. David, I know you said you can't get the kids to watch tonight. I have a feeling if you are, they're going to circle around Dad tonight.
Probably.
They'll get in on this.
Yeah, that is my hope when I'm wearing red, white, and blue. And they're just sitting around me as I'm singing the national anthem, getting hyped for this game.
Is there any chance you're dressed as Apollo Creed in Rocky IV?
I should tonight.
And then as soon as you finish, will you body slam the bad son?
No.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. No.
David, he did it again.
You said you wanted fights.
Not between Dad and his kid.
It's toughening him up.
Okay, all right, up next.
That's a different level there. No, but I'm excited for tonight. I'm pumped. After Saturday's game, I mean.
That was theater.
The neighbors probably should have called the cops on me because I was screaming so loud. It was exciting. Okay.
They probably used to calling the cops if that's the case.
I'm excited. That's all. Okay. I'm excited.
248-539-9797. But here's the problem. David doesn't want to say this on the air. He feels like I do. I mean, all the hype, all the sizzle, all the excitement. It's really hard to beat the same team twice in a week. Canada's entire life is on the line here. This would be a national emergency if they lose to the States twice in a week. Mm-hmm. David, you think Canada's winning tonight, don't you?
Yep. America's not winning this game
tonight. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Jeff is just yelling at me back here saying America's going to win. America's going to win. I think he's just trying to convince himself.
I hope they do. But I'm excited. I'd like to know if you guys are. And look, if this isn't your bag, no problem. Odyssey.com Rewind. Betting favorite to land Matthew Stafford is the Vikings. I laid out a nightmare scenario for you, including a division where Goff could be the worst QB. Still a top 10, top 12 guy, but be the weak link. You can go get that if you like. David, early ticket text coming in about the Four Nations face-off.
My coworker, Howard, isn't watching. He says it's on too late. He's scum of America.
Howard is a communist and a loser.
Well, he goes on to say, I'm pretty sure he was rooting for bin Laden, so he's un-American.
Okay, that's the ticket texter. I didn't say that.
That's wild. Means nothing. It's an exhibition game. All these guys play together in the NHL. It's all about the Stanley Cup, and that's it.
Yeah, but that's not how they feel. The players are open about this. And if that's your belief, you're telling me you didn't watch Saturday. Saturday was peak sports. So you may feel that way, but that's not what the players feel. And they're laying it all out there.
So pumped for this hockey game. I hope neither sides boo the anthem. But if so, they boo us, we boo them. I want the U.S. fans to attack. Jared and Fenton. The last must-see event might be Mark McGwire's home run record.
Take it easy.
Wow.
Please, it's 26 years ago. The hell's the matter with people? Come on.
Has to be something after that.
Go
Come
ahead.
On.
What is wrong with I that's Rico's. That's one of his friends.
Mm-hmm. I don't want a bunch of
that's
fights.
Howard or whoever you were hanging out with last weekend. It's one of your friends writing stuff like that.
Get out. Just go ahead.
Founders weekend.
Someone says, I don't want a bunch of fights because Canada has their grinders fighting. We have our stars fighting, and I want them to stay on the ice.
We do not back down.
Sure don't.
Will you please?
Mike wants a full-on brawl.
Yes, I want Mike Milbury in the stands beating somebody with a shoe.
You want Hellebuck going against Bennington?
Yes.
You want everything happening?
I want a chair, Gretzky's spine.
Where'd the shoe come from?
Oh, hey, look, it's Wayne Gretzky in the crowd. Bang.
Someone says, McDonald should come down and just body slam Steve Yzerman.
Bang.
That'd be amazing.
So who do you root for if Yzerman's out there fighting?
I'm rooting for whoever's against him. He's not my GM tonight.
Yeah.
Go ahead, hit it, Mike.
Ah, bang!
No, the America.
Oh, sure.
He's not my GM tonight.
Nope. Lay him out. Take a run at him, but he's wearing a suit. I don't care. It's so funny to me because you know how nervous Canadians are for this game because it's embarrassing. You can't lose to little brother.
It's their legacy. It's what they're good at.
Except they can't win the Stanley Cup.
Can't.
And I can't get beyond that.
No, but they'll say, as one caller, yeah, but your teams are filled with Canadians.
Yeah, the smart ones.
But
who left that country to come here?
Yeah, this is their legacy. This is the equivalent of whenever you see USA lose international basketball, there's always a panic. Oh, we can never let this happen again.
That's what's hilarious. And you'll get to deal with the fallout tomorrow. By the way, Rico is going back in time. He's flying the Fox chopper tonight. Going to have a live hit on the 11 p.m. news from Chrysler. You're going to love it. Special segment.
The LED roof at Chrysler.
Go ahead, David.
Then someone says, the interesting dynamic tonight is hearing Boston fans booing Marchand.
No, the dynamic is going to be every anthem's going to get booed, which I don't like. I wish people wouldn't do that, but whatever. Chair.
And, of course, we got someone saying, go Canada.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I just raised your tariff. I'm done.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, to the people, as we get ready, less than 3 hours from puck drop. And I'm hoping a game that just lives up to at least some of the hype. America, Canada tonight. We lead it off with Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good.
So I'm with you, Mike. I want a brawl. I want a USA versus Canada version of March 26, 1997, Fight Night at the Joe. It would give us an American win in overtime, some drama, and fights galore. I'm ready for it. I've been ready for it since USA 1-3-1 last weekend. I've been waiting for this all week long.
That's you know what? Look, Rico's going to be right, but I'm just not going to tolerate it while I'm on the air. He's right. It probably won't happen, but I would kill to have one of those games tonight. Because it's theater.
I think you,
I agree. I mean, yeah.
It depends. You make it your fights.
Usually, gets met when this happens. But I have hope. I have hope.
You may get your fights, especially if the Boston crowd boos the national anthem. I think at that point, the Canadian players have to represent their country and go out there and say this is unacceptable. And right off the rip again, Mike, you'll have your fight. But I think after that, it's back to real hockey.
No.
Is that okay?
No.
Okay. Yep.
Not exactly, but I do agree, Rico. I have had that thought in my head of that might be the case. I'm just hoping it's not, but you're not wrong in thinking that. Be thinking with your head, not your heart. You're not wrong thinking that.
No, we're all
and,
just...
if I could...
Yeah, go ahead.
Just one tiny trade for Miles Garrett. I heard yesterday about trading Broderick Martin. I feel if we can put together a Broderick Martin and Josh Pascal and a first rounder for Miles and a second and a fifth, if we can make them agree to that, I would love that in a heartbeat.
Okay, well, the way that happens is you put a gun to Adam Berry's head. That's just Ryan. I mean, let me know if you're bringing the ski mask and the gun. That's about the only way that deal's happening.
I mean. Yeah.
How else would that deal go down?
I have a very particular set of skills.
I was about to say.
Liam, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Here's how this is going to go. A first, a dead body, and Josh Pascal. And you give me Garrett, and a two, and cook me dinner.
Either
what?
That or you find out that the Browns owner has a favorite horse.
Yeah, right, exactly. Here, Tom, I want to show you something really beautiful. Go to Julian 97.1. Julian, what's going on?
Gentlemen, bottom of the afternoon to you.
How excited are you? How nervous are you tonight?
Well, so first of all, you guys hit the nail on the head, okay? The Canadians, us boys, are I don't want to say terrified, but, you know, the U.S. is essentially playing with house money. Now, the players aren't. I agree. For the players, this is everything. But the world doesn't expect the U.S. or anybody to beat Canada, right? The expectation for every tournament is that Canada wins, whether it's the gold, whatever. Now, the reality is very different. I mean, the U.S. team was the odds-on favorite pre-tournament, and I agreed with that because on paper, especially in the goaltending department, they're the better team. Now, you know, where I disagree with you guys a little bit is I actually think this game will deliver based on history. If you go back, right, Salt Lake City, 2002, gold medal game, must-see TV. Vancouver, 2010, round robin and gold medal game, must-see TV. Sochi was a little bit of an anomaly because Canada just, you know, blew everybody away. But when Canada and the U.S. meet, especially in whether it's a gold medal or championship game, it's must-see TV, it's theater, and I expect big things tonight. Now, Mike, there's a lot of other things I disagree with you on in terms of this topic, but I do want to break bread on something because okay. I think it needs to be said. And take this from, you know, on behalf of all sensible, common-sense Canadians.
Yes.
I vehemently denounce the booing of the anthem.
Yes.
I think it's classless. I think it's pathetic. I would argue that it's un-Canadian to do something like that. And I think it's unfortunately telling of how divided we've become, almost taking a page out of the U.S.'s book of division over the last several years.
Yes.
Where I almost got into a fist fight with one of my close friends during the hockey game with the U.S. because he cheered as people booed the American anthem, and I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, it's going to go the other way tonight too, and I don't stand for it. It's ridiculous. It's going to be ridiculous tonight in Boston. That's second only to Philadelphia in the Savage rankings.
Well, Mike, let me take a quick trip down memory lane that you'll appreciate to show you the hypocrisy now, which drives me insane. 2001, 2002 NHL season. Leafs, my beloved Leafs, and your beloved Islanders met, I believe, in the opening round of the playoffs.
Michael Pekka. Yes, I'm aware of this series. Thank you for this.
Inexplicably, okay, the New York Islanders fans on a number of their home games decided to boo the singing of O Canada. okay? The outrage in Canada was as if we were under invasion by a foreign body. Don Cherry, Ron McLean, yeah. You know, every sports desk. I think a member of parliament made a speech. How dare those arrogant Americans boo? Who are they? How classist? And to be honest, they were right. Now, at the end of the day, who cares? It's free speech. But here we are after thumbing our noses for the past, you know, however many years. Here we are, no better. And I have to denounce it because it's an embarrassment. It's an absolute embarrassment. So well,
it was also embarrassing.
Not every
my team's best player may have been Adrian Acoin during that phrase, but yes, I'm. Well, I'm with you, Jules. No, that it's, honestly, it's crazy when I look back at that. That was one of the better Islander teams of my life. I think they went like 43-26 or something. Whatever. But no, I mean the anthem stuff. Miss me with it, Jules. I'm with you completely. There's no room for it. It's dumb.
But as people now, everybody has to do it because they did it the last game, and yeah. And not only that, they'll have to record themselves and put it up on social media.
I just view Canadians like Michigan fans. We invented the sport. We're above it all.
Did you know they invented concerts this September at the Big House?
I'm staying away from it because I know what you're doing. Let's just go to Joseph 97.1. Joseph,
how you doing, man?
Joseph, you good, bud?
How you guys doing, man?
Good. Hey. What's going on?
I got to agree with the guy before. I just told the screener I just crossed into America. I'm going to be the only Canadian working here tonight. They're all looking at me already.
No.
The booing is, you know, too bad it's political. It's horrible that they're doing it. I'm Canadian. I wish they would stop. And then any Canadian that says that, oh, we're dominant. We're this. No, this means everything to all of us. We all watched the other day. We're all watching all the time. It's going to be on every screen in LCA tonight. All the guys at Justin Timberlake will be in the hallway watching while all the girls are watching Timberlake. And this means a lot to the whole nation. Like you said, we haven't brought it. Last year, I was at a friend's house. They had a big one of those big circus tents. They left it up an extra couple of days for that Game 7. There was 27 of us in there. Not one person was an Edmonton fan, but we're cheering for them because we're Canadian. Every commercial on Canadian TV was cheering for Edmonton.
Yep,
this is a big deal to us, and I hope it lives up to it tonight.
Wait, are you going to a concert?
Yeah, I work at Little Caesars Arena. I'm in the hallway right now. We got Justin Timberlake in town tonight.
Okay. That's what I thought you said. I'm like, wait.
He, and you can tell Joseph is super pumped.
Oh, he's bringing sexy back.
Yeah. I'll be hiding in the hallways instead of my buddy's basement watching it swearing. So
that's right.
Cool tonight.
Yeah, Joseph, I hope it lives up to it because honestly, we're in short supply for actual organic big sports stuff. You know, people could say opening day. That's great. That's over a month away. You know, whatever it is. You got Michigan, Michigan State. If your team's not playing, you're not watching.
I'm about to say that's niche, though.
Oh, very. Yeah. Very. I mean, that's like right up there with like billiards on ESPN in 1989.
A little bit more than that, but okay. I see where
you're. Are you already excited? Are you already excited for tomorrow?
Just go.
Are you wearing a Kohler jersey tomorrow night to Chrysler?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Would you cut your hair like Kohler?
Absolutely not.
Where does one go for a Kohler cut? What is that? It's not a mohawk, but it's not a
barber school. I have no idea.
Somebody tried out something.
Did he blindfold Izzo and have him use the shears?
That haircut looks like what happens when you lose your fantasy football league.
Right. Right.
Give me the Clippers. I'm cutting your hair.
He's blossomed into a good player, but you know, do me a favor. You know everybody. Ask him, what the hell's up with the lettuce? What are you doing?
All right, I'll ask him.
Well, it's harmless.
Okay.
Just be like, what the hell do you call this? Is that the Utah blast fade? What is that?
Where is he from? Yeah, he's from.
He's from Utah.
Yeah.
What is that? Is it Mormon style? Is he a Mormon kid? What's his deal?
Four Nations Championship game tonight. USA, Canada. It's going to be a big game. I don't think it's going to be a ton of fights. Maybe at the beginning. Here's how I see it. If they boo the Canadian national anthem, the Canadian players will have to fight. because you can't lose the game and get your national anthem booed. So that's like the insurance. They boo the national anthem, you fight them, and therefore, even if you lose, you can go back to your country. Because if you lose and you don't fight them, yeah, good luck with that. Jeff Rieger.
What's going on, Rico?
He's going to be with you for the next 4 hours.
Wojo still in Lakeland. I'm sure he's hammered right about now. At about 8:20, I have topics, but maybe we'll turn this into a USA hockey watch party, kicking Canada's ass. I believe the United States wins today. I don't care if they fight or not, but I bet you they do fight today just because in international play they can't.
I think early, and then that's it. Because I think this is going to be one, I'm taking the under.
That's Wojo right now.
I'm taking the under. I think it's going to be like a game seven. Whoever gets to that second goal, that's your winner.
I don't know if people are aware. I'm sure they are. Like, what this will do to Canada if they lose. This is the equivalent of Michigan losing its power in football when D'Antonio came in and then you guys started kicking their ass and they never got over it. This is the equivalent of, let's say, Michigan basketball overtakes Michigan State in basketball. Like, this is that, but at a more extreme level. They would not get over this because they see the footsteps. Everybody's catching them.
No, this is losing USA basketball in the 88 Olympics. And it became the overkill. The next time we go out there, I want Jordan, I want Magic, I want Bird, I want all the superstars. We're never losing this again. No, I get you.
You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
Tomorrow, when the United States wins tonight, I am going to, I usually do this when the Maple Leafs get knocked out in the first round of the NHL playoffs.
Do some trolling?
Well, definitely going to troll, of course. But I'm also going to probably listen. I'm going to go down the dial from Montreal radio to Toronto radio and just hear the Canadians.
Oh, I do.
Hear the Canadians whine and cry. It's going to be fabulous. You know, and I do believe the United States wins today.
You know, I can't get mad because, yeah, back in the D'Antonio era, it was fun, like, reading the Michigan message
exactly.
boards and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's funny because I think I told you this, but like I was in here for you guys on Monday, President's Day, and I told Doug at the crosstalk, I'm like, I really love when Canada loses. Like, I want Canada to lose more than I actually want the United States to win. And he's like, well, you and I are just wired differently. But I think every fan is like that. Every fan has that one sport or that one team that they love to see suffer. And like you were just saying, you go on their message board. You go on the radio from their city. I mean, it's part of being a sports fan, I think.
I get it. You take it to another level.
I try.
You call in.
Oh, I don't call in. I don't call in. But I might call in, though.
You will.
Oh, I might call. You will. Oh.
You will.
That's a great idea.
What you got coming up? By the way, Rieger's going to be joining me tomorrow on the show.
Oh, yeah, me and you.
Off. Yes.
Me and you getting you ready for Michigan State. Big game.
Yeah, we'll recap this game and we'll preview the Michigan State game.
Today, until 10 o'clock, I got an interesting dynamic with this game coming up at 8 o'clock or about 8:20 when they drop the puck. I thought a great topic yesterday. Bobby was here. He could vouch for me. I asked the question yesterday, a lot of traction. Are fans starting to fall out of love with Jared Goff? And the phone lines lit up, and not everybody, in fact, a lot of people agreed that maybe that's the case. I have a different spin on it today, so we'll get to that maybe in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have a little fun.
Okay. Jeff Rieger is going to be here. He's going to be here tomorrow as well. We'll recap all of this stuff. By the way, who you got tonight? USA?
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Now, is this your heart or your head?
No. I got the Americans by 2 goals. I think Binnington is... You know what's weird? Jordan Binnington, the Canadian goalie, he actually won a game 7 against Boston at Boston's place to win a Stanley Cup for the St. Louis Blues. Like, he actually won that game in game 7, but he's going to lose tonight.
I can't believe you just did that, Jeff.
What's that?
You just double-digit discoed the USA hockey team.
No. You win. It's kind of like the last game.
No,
it'll be
we're going
to
lose
game,
now.
But with the empty netter.
This is now Lions Commanders.
David, this is
There's no disco ball in here.
This is what I really want to know with Rieger. You can have one. Guaranteed.
Don't do that.
Either the U.S. wins tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, or
Michigan Hoops wins on Friday night. you can only have one, and the other team's going to get destroyed. Well,
what do you think I would take? What do you think I would take?
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Honestly,
I want both so bad.
I think he would take USA Hockey to win just because he wants to listen to Toronto radio.
Listen, I don't like – I went on a Canadian radio station and called them arrogant and host it like that. But now I probably take Michigan.
Really?
Yeah, I want – well, because I want you guys to be miserable too.
But they're going to play again in a couple days.
I know, but I don't want to lose to them both times, and they play at Breslin the second time. So I'd probably go Michigan, but I want both.
Anybody can win. Indiana won at Breslin.
I want both, but it's a great question. It really is for a guy like me because I really want Canada to
lose. I know
how
you feel. That's what I'm saying. You can only have one.
That's a great question.
And the team that you don't pick will get destroyed. Not just lose.
Oh, could you imagine?
Double digit disco.
You imagine like Canada wins 6-2, Crosby gets a hat trick, and those Canadians are going to be so freaking arrogant. That's going to be awful.
Either that or Cohen Carr is just doing Lob City at Chrysler.
They'd both be awful. I'm going to take Michigan.
All right.
I think.
Jeff Rieger coming up.
Can I change
next.
My mind?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.